Welcome to Encounter the Heart of God podcast. I'm your host, Susan B. Mead. I'm so glad that you're here today to listen and lean in a little closer. I pray you feel the sweet kindness of the Lord as you listen now. Hello, this is Susan B. Mead with a story to tell of why my name is called Susan B. Mead. I'm an author and speaker and writer, and as I was researching what name to use when I published my first book, I looked up Susan Mead everywhere as I thought, okay, let me just check to see who's out there doing what. There's a lot of Susan Meads out there. But the one that struck my chord with, we're not using that name, I found a Susan Mead on YouTube, a porno queen, and I did not want to have a mistaken identity with somebody not so Christ-like. And that's exactly why I put in my maiden name, middle initial, and became Susan B. Mead, as people know me today. So I thought you would appreciate that. There's a story in the Bible about mistaken identity, and I'm actually going to read the scripture to you because what I want to do is unpack the Word of God so we encounter the heart of God. And that's the name of this podcast, is Encounter the Heart of God. And we will read scripture, we'll hear stories, I'll tell some, and I'll have interviews with certain people so they can share their story as well, because we know stories matter. And when we work our way through the Word of God to come deeper and closer still, that's powerful. So let me read this scripture. I'm going to go to Luke 22, verses 63 through 71, as I talk about Christ and his identity. It's the guard who mocked Jesus. The men were guarding Jesus, began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to Jesus. Did they understand who he was? Let me read on. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Christ," they said, "tell us if." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." They all ask, "Are you then the Son of God?" Hear that tone of voice? He replied, "You are right in saying, I am." Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." So let's look at that. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man. And they are mocking him because he doesn't fit their religious ideals of who the Messiah would be. So they didn't even recognize the Messiah sitting in front of them. They ridiculed him. Now, if I had come on as Susan Mead and someone thought I were the porno queen, would they have expected me to write about the joy of the Lord? He is my strength. And we read on to the fact that Jesus doesn't just say, "I'm the Son of Man." You are right in saying, "I am." And when the word "I am" is spoken, it's the very name of God, the first name we hear, "I am that I am." And here's what I want you to know. I am a daughter of the Most High King, a child of God. And here's the good news. So are you. So have you mistaken your identity with somebody that's not a daughter of the King or a son of the King of Kings? Have you believed the lie that you're not worthy? Or worse, that you're pitiful? I don't know what words have been slung at you in your lifetime, but I want to replace them. And the Lord tells us to renew our mind daily. Here's what he says about you. You are the apple of my eye. Your name is carved on the palm of my hand. I invite you to drink from the river of my delight. Come closer still. And when you come close, He will come near to you. You are chosen. You are anointed. You are appointed. He doesn't call us sinners. He calls us saints of the Most High God. And I bless you with the truth of who you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a mistaken identity of who you are, but let's erase that mistake. And let me guarantee you that if you draw close, and when you draw close, the Lord comes near. Speak to Him. Read His Word. Let it saturate your soul. And if you don't know where to start, start in Psalms. Read Psalm 91. Read Psalm 31. Read Psalm 23. They're beautiful. And I bless you. In the beautiful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may He make His face shine upon you and give you His peace. I'd love to hear what you thought of today's episode. Would you connect with me on Facebook at Author Susan B. Meade? Thank you.